In some books, some people accuse the Holy Quran to be a copy or copied from Bible or Old Testament. Mm-hmm. Could Huzur tell us some
books? Tell me which particular objection you have in mind or allegation you have in mind. So, I mean, this is a general question.
Huzur,
it can't be answered. This is too large a question. I mean, it concerns so many verses, so many accounts of the Holy Quran. So it's a general allegation which we refute when the allegation is raised in particular, then we can refute it.
Yes, I was reading a book about, which is written by an English author. And he was very fair in it, that he was comparing the Quranic messages and knowledge about different things in this world and the Bible. And he mentioned that the allegation that Quran has been copied from different places from Bible does not stand very sound in view of quite a number of things he pointed out that were never mentioned in the Bible or were very vague but were made clear.
I agree, but the point is, how can you expect an answer to this question which requires references, which requires a scholarly treatment in depth?
Yes.
First of all the allegations have to be collected and raised one after the other, not in just general terms.
Yes. Guru, I was asking if there is any book which deals with...
You are telling me the existence of that book.
Well, that was by chance that man mentioned, but he said, he mentioned
literature,
this book.
Various references are found in different books in answer to some particular allegations.
Yes, but is there any book which...
No, I don't know of any one single book which deals with this subject as such. I don't know of any such book.
I see. Okay.
You know, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ wrote a book in defense of Islam against the Christian allegations. What's the name? Nuruddin? Well, the full name is Nuruddin something. Does anybody remember the name? The other day I told Hadi Ali to write home to send my book, that particular book which was there in my room somewhere, to send me over to here. That's a very good book. Once somebody sent a book to Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal under the title Yanabiul Islam, in which the same subject was discussed and a lot of allegations were hurled against Islam, and the author tried to trace each account of the Holy Quran back to some biblical version. So the name was Yanabiul Islam, the original sources of Islam. And Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ just wrote one short verse of the Holy Quran on the title of this book and finished with the subject. And that was Fiha Kutubun Qayyima. In the Holy Quran are those books now let me translate Kutubun Qayyima. Those books which have lasting values, which have been revealed earlier, they are called Kutubun Qayyima. Qayyima means something which stays, which has the staying power, which has the lasting value. So the Holy Quran itself claims that in this book you will find all the previous books which have staying power in the world, which have any lasting value for the mankind. So that was the answer. It is no discovery on the part of somebody that Holy Quran speaks of earlier teachings or borrows from earlier teachings. The Holy Quran claims that it borrows from the earlier teachings only in a defined way, in a qualified manner. And that qualified manner is that all the hocus pocus is rejected, but the truths are taken only. And the Holy Quran is selective in that choice. So if you understand that principle, then it is so, becomes so easy to rebut all such attacks on Islam, because the principle is simply this: فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ. All that Holy Quran has taken is that which is true, which has a lasting value, which has no nonsense about it, which is not false, and all that is false and hollow, etc., or man-made, that has been rejected by the Holy Quran. And many a version of the Bible is amended by the Holy Quran. It is not taken in toto. Amended to a degree that it completely transforms the quality of that biblical statement. From just a banal, ordinary statement, it rises to a high level, very high level. So, that is what I mean. This is how you should treat such allegations. Not in general answers, but take up each allegation one after the other, compare it with the corresponding statement of the Holy Quran, and then when you make a comparison, you will begin to understand what I mean. It is not taken in toto at all, anywhere. All the statements of the Holy Quran, which are a repeat of Bible, are not exact repeat. They omit certain things, they add certain things, and they present it as a whole truth.